Okay, welcome to the Art of Resting as Awareness. This is class 8 of the second series, and let's take a deep breath into your belly, and then let all the tension out as you release your breath, and then take another deep breath. Let all the tension out of your body, and then one more deep breath. Let everything go and just relax and settle in and get comfortable. Close your eyes, stretch if you need to, straighten your back, and relax your eyes and the area around your eyes. Relax your nose and your cheeks. Relax your jaw. Relax your forehead. Relax the sides of your head and your ears. Relax the back of your head. Relax your whole head. Relax your shoulders and neck. Let any tension out of your shoulders that might be there, and relax your upper arms, elbows, forearms. Relax your wrists and hands and fingers. Relax your chest and abdomen. Relax your upper back. Lower back. Pelvis, upper legs, knees, lower legs, ankles, feet, and toes. Relax your whole body at once. Let any tension, any remaining tension, go as best you can. See if you can bring up an emotion that's just below the surface or already at the surface. Just bring it up and let it be there. If you don't have an emotion, just a sensation in the body somewhere that is drawing your attention. Whatever it is, can you just let it be there as it is? Without trying to do anything about it. Without trying to push it away or pull it towards you. Just letting it be how it wants to be, whatever it wants to be. Can you let go of wanting to do anything about it? Now see if you could feel the essence of that emotion or sensation. The subtle nature of it. What is that? Just feel it. Don't think about it. Just feel it. What is it made up of? Keep going back to it, the essence of it. And now merge with it. Go into it completely. Let go into it. Become one with it. So there's no more separation, no more subject and object. And relax completely. Let go completely. But maintain your awareness, your singular awareness. And just remain absorbed in this pure essence. Which is your essential nature. Pure space. With nothing to do, just being. Notice if you're making any effort to pay attention or maintain awareness. If you are, just let go of that effort. Maintaining awareness does not require effort. Awareness is the opposite of effort. It's the letting go. And when we let go of effort, we also let go of thoughts. And then there's nothing to do, nothing to think about. There's only being yourself. Sat Chit Ananda, Truth, Consciousness, Bliss. Tat Tvam Asi, I am that. thoughts come, that's okay. It's perfectly fine. Just notice that. And go back to yourself. You don't need to fight thoughts. Just let them pass by like clouds in the sky. Just keep resting. As what you are. If you have dullness or agitation, you can use the breath as an anchor. Just place about 25% of your attention on the breath in the belly, in the abdomen area. This can help you stay present as you relax. As awareness. Resting as awareness is the ultimate kindness that you can give to yourself. When you let go of doership, let go of the past and the future. And pay attention to yourself. You are loving yourself. And then this kindness will radiate out to others in the form of compassion and love, automatically, without you feeling like you need to have compassion or you need to have love for others. It's automatic. Because you are connected with the truth of what you are. And this connection is the greatest gift you can ever give to others. It is the ultimate form of compassion. Okay, at your own pace. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And open your eyes and come back to the room. Meditation can be described simply as taking refuge in yourself, your ultimate self, which is pure awareness. The more we take refuge in the self, the less our lives seem like problems to be solved. So if we take refuge throughout the day, more and more, we will come to a point where the majority of life's problems even out and lose their importance. And things become equanimous. There's an equalness in every experience. This blissful beingness is just being yourself. And at a certain point, if you haven't already, you will see that trying to understand spiritual concepts and terminology and techniques and all the stuff that comes with the many spiritual traditions, you will come to see that it is all unnecessary. is all just more concepts placed upon concepts. And you can follow these concepts your whole life without really going beneath the surface of the personality, of the personal identity. This can become a huge obstacle for you if you want to awaken. My recommendation is just to let go of all these concepts. And rest as yourself. Take a refuge in yourself. When you gain a decisive experience of resting as the self, of what that actually is, that actual experience, that direct experience, once you get that, once you experience that, then you have something to go back to. That's the beginning of wisdom, real wisdom. And the more you explore this aware, pure space, the easier it will become to access it, and the more profound and more powerful it will become, and more blissful and more expansive and more wholesome and more beneficial to everything, every aspect of what you are. And to those around you. One way that we can take refuge in ourselves that works very well, in my experience, is by the via negativa. So the via negativa, the negative way, means not trying to get somewhere. The via negativa is a letting go. A letting go of all the distortions, all of the concepts that overlay what we are already, our awakened nature, our essential beingness. So it's just letting go of those. Sri Ramana Maharshi said, get rid of the idea that we are not peace is all that is required. All that is required for awakening. It's quite a statement. Maybe it's true. But you only know if you follow it, if you decide to. I really like the via negativa way of approaching direct awakening or the process of awakening. Mostly because it does not engage the ego or the personal identity. Because the personal identity is all about doing something or attaining something. And when we let go, there's no effort involved. If we're really letting go, there's no effort. And without effort, there's no personal identity. You can experiment with this, but I find that it's very, very effective. So what does this mean to get rid of the idea that we're not peace? What is that all about? Not peace. It's like a double negative. So, letting go of these ideas that we have that we are other than peace, perfect peace, and happiness. So, I have this idea of finding antonyms to the word peace and then letting go of those concepts that we have consciously or unconsciously attached ourselves to. Because someone told us that we were that, or because we told ourselves we were that. And then somehow it just went on autopilot, and now we just assume that we're that. And that stays underneath the surface of our consciousness. And we operate from that. And so, but it's always there and we can always let go of it. So I came up with some words that are antonyms of peace. And I thought we would go through these and let go of them. So, you are not agitation. Obviously, you're not agitation because you're pure awareness, right? So, how can you be pure awareness and be agitation? You can't. So, let go of this idea that your agitation, your not distress or stress, your not disharmony, your not or never were conflict or war, your not strife, your not effort, your not discord or disagreement. You are not dreadful. You are not friction. You are not or never were incongruity, struggle, or contention. You are not a problem. You are not stress. You are not a bother or a hassle. You are not pain. You're not disturbance. You're not a melee. Like that word.
A melee.
I think that means like a chaotic event. I think so.
Okay.
I might be wrong about that. You're not unpleasantness. You're not unhappiness. You're not dissatisfaction. You're not neurotic. You're not crazy. You're not perturbation, disunity. You're not acrimony. You're not division. You are not divisiveness or dissension. You are not enmity. You are not rotten, awful, grim, nasty, adverse. You are not difficult. You are not inopportune, unpropitious, inappropriate, unsuitable. You are not grievous, inauspicious. You are not spurious. You are not fraudulent. You are not shameful. You are not penitent, guilty, false, fake, ugly, counterfeit, reproachful. You are not dirty. You are not filthy. You are not coarse or dumb or rude. You are not indecent, indecorous. You are not blasphemous. You are not profane, crude, vulgar. You are not terrible. You are not frightful. You are not offensive. You are not foul. You are not obscene. You are not invalid. You are not worthless, unacceptable, immoderate. You are not selfish. You are not stupid. You are not sinful. You are not immoral, evil, hurtful. You are not undesirable. You are not destructive. You are not ruinous. You are not unwholesome. You are not unhealthy. You are not deleterious or detrimental or damaging. You are not harmful. You are not wicked. You are not dishonest. You are not dishonorable. You are not naughty. You are not dastardly. You are not disobedient. You are not disastrous. You are not unfavorable, unfortunate, or bad. That's my list of antonyms. I got a little carried away with that.
Well, there are some good ones.
Okay, what's naughty? Because naughty to me is a cartoon.
Naughty?
Naughty. Oh, naughty.
Naughty.
With a T. Yeah.
N-A-U-G-H-T-Y.
Why are you talking about naughty?
Naughty. We say, we Americans say naughty when we mean naughty. Okay. Mm-hmm. Naughty. Anyway, I hope that was helpful in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's amazing the amount of words that I came up with telling myself so many times. And that was.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I have a lot of fun with the via negativa process, and I hope that if you're interested in that, then that you can use that, because it's really fantastic way to let go of stuff and clear out the garbage that we carry around with us. When we try to get to something or attain something like awakening or whatever it is, we always come up against, in my experience, we come up against the problem of the personal identity, which wants to do something about something. It wants to figure it out. It wants to claim ownership. And so with trying to attain something, we often will fall into states. Like when you're meditating and you're trying to meditate, you might go into a state. And a state is something of the mind. It's a construction of the mind that might seem like you're really getting somewhere, but you're really just in a state of mind. That's not awakening. And not a lot of teachers talk about this, but it's very important to know this. Because you can get stuck in this. You know, if you have a meditation practice, you can get stuck in states and not really get anywhere. You can increase your concentration, you might feel really good, but that's not waking up. That's just another form of sleep, that's another form of the dream. So we're not here for that. We're here to wake up. And with the via negativa, we don't, in my experience, I don't come up against that problem because there's no effort in it. There's only a decision. The decision is to let go of whatever it is that's covering us up, covering up our true nature. So, that's all I have to say about that. Anybody have any questions? Or comments?
There was a beautiful thing you said about kindness. Awareness is like the ultimate kindness you can show yourself. Maybe you said it slightly differently, but that sentence just like where it really dropped in, and I was like, it's so good to hear.
Yeah.
You know, it's so simple.
Yeah.
It's easy to be kind to others, isn't it? Being kind, doing la 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 la, but kindness to talk to ourselves. Is, yeah, so that was beautiful.
Great. Yeah, great.
And I'd also like you to write on the group, maybe that Radha Maharshi quote. simple one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't remember it, see?
Yeah. Getting rid of the idea that we are not peace is all that is required.
Yeah,
exactly. Yep, I can do that.
Those are my two big takeaways.
Okay.
Is that not also making an effort?
It can be if you make an effort of it.
Yes.
But if you don't make an effort of it, then it's not. It wouldn't be. So that's up to you. You will become familiar with, the more you get into this practice, if you will, the more you will be able to discern the difference between effort and non-effort. And you can make effort to let go of something, and that's counterproductive or counter whatever the aim is of letting go. But the more you work with it, the more you will see the difference, and you'll be able to just let go of effort, of any effort that you can just make a decision to let go without any effort. It requires no effort to make a decision, but it requires effort to try to do something. You see, it's not trying to do anything, it's letting go of trying to do. You see, so it's that's the via negativa. So you'll get it the more you practice it.
I feel another series of classes coming. Can they like be really around this via negativa to understand it more?
Yeah, we can.
I'd love that with you, Barbara.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We started talking about this.
We did. We talked about it last year.
Yeah.
And also, the Sedona method is a form of via negativa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's all about letting go,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, but we can do it more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. All right.
About what letting go is.
Mm-hmm.
What is letting go? Yeah. There might be so many interpretations about what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's only one experience.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a million different interpretations of that experience. But there's only one experience of releasing. As far as I know.
Is that how some to anyway?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay. All right, that's it.
Thank you
all for coming.